Hi, Sharon. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. Hey, I was wondering about this 4MU.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a protocol for that at your clinic?
Yes, ma'am. What we did was to rely on one of our two docs that specializes in cancer, who found a published research paper that told us how to translate the animal dose into a people dose. It's not exactly a one for one thing. So we translated that from an animal dose into a people dose, and we do have some people who, unfortunately, have had to go online to buy the stuff because it's not available in the United States. We do have some people who've done that, though, and have gotten their own personal shipment, which is the one small degree of freedom we have left. We can get our stuff shipped in personally, even though we can't bring it in and sell it or anything. Anyway, they've gone on to it, but it is a 28-week-long program, so we don't know how they're going to do yet.
Okay. So it's a 28-week program, you say, at your clinic?
It's 28 weeks for the person now, ma'am. Person only has to come in to see the clinic doctor once or twice, but the 28 weeks is taken directly from the animal research where the animals were cleared of their prostate cancers. It's 28 weeks.
How about breast?
Again, there's research showing that it can help against breast cancer. If you read that issue, if you care to read the issue of August of last year of Green Medicine Newsletter, it gives you the footnote citation, and you can take that and go to PubMed. And at PubMed online, you can at least read the citation. Frequently can't read the whole article without paying for it, but at least you can read the citation.
Mm-hmm. And sounds okay.
It did work on breast cancer, so.
Okay. Also, can I ask another quick question?
Okay, make it quick.
Is progesterone okay for, if you have breast cancer, is it okay to take that or any kind of hormone because they sapped all my female hormones?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I work with quite a number of breast cancer survivors, and what we do is insist on the balancing of estrogen and progesterone, but the estrogen is all the anticarcinogenic estrogen, estriol, and something called 2-methoxyestradiol. And 2-methoxyestradiol is such a potent anticarcinogenic that the Mayo Clinic has called it potent. So if we balance off those two estrogens and then balance with progesterone like nature does, so far, and of course, we've always got to wait and see. But so far, since the 1990s, not one of those women has had a recurrence of breast cancer.
Uh-huh. So it got rid of the breast cancer?
No, ma'am. They were all breast cancer survivors, remember, and came to see us.
Oh, survivors.
Yeah, they just couldn't.
I'm talking about if you actually are in the process of the breast cancer.
Well, ma'am, in that case, I'd recommend very definitely the 2-methoxyestradiol. Because that can actually help get rid of cancers. We just recently were visited to Tahoma Clinic by someone from Austria who had somehow obtained 2-methoxyestradiol through his sources in Europe, had taken some of it, and doggone if his bone cancer didn't go away. We were just really impressed. And we didn't even recommend this. He did it all by himself. And he came over to see, us for further recommendations.
Now, do you have that protocol there?
Which protocol?
Ma'am,
we can write prescriptions. It's prescription only, but it is available in the States for 2-methoxyestradiol. And yes, we do know how much to write for. Now, we do have two doctors at the clinic, Dr. John Sherman and Dr. Davis Lamson, both of whom spend a lot of their practices is taken with working with people who are looking for either alternative treatments for cancer or a combination of alternative and mainstream or whatever. So I would be checking with them if you're interested in that, ma'am.
Okay. And the DHEA cream, is that okay for breast cancer?
We have to watch that a little bit, ma'am. I didn't know about the cancer part when you asked that. We have to watch that a little because DHEA can metabolize into estrogens, and so we have to do follow-up testing to make sure it doesn't metabolize into too much of the procarcinogenic estrogens. We just don't want that.
Right. How long does it take to get an appointment at your office?
Well, with Dr. Sherman or Lamson, usually no more than a couple of weeks, ma'am.
Okay. And is Dr. Lamps in there on Fridays by any chance?
I don't believe either of them is there on Fridays. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're not either one. Okay. All right. I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, thank you
Sounds
for calling.
Sounds really good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Glad
bye-bye.
I could give you some information. Bye-bye.